But on the weekend, Caitlin Bassett became a Suncorp Super Netball champion. She was a premiership player after the big win by the Lightning over the Giants, and she has been good enough to join us about 4 days after, probably just recovering, I reckon. Good morning to you, Caitlin. Well done.
Good morning.
Great to have you on board. A premiership player in Suncorp Super Netball. How does that sit with you?
Yeah, look, it's a great title. It's something I've been chasing for 12 years now. So, yeah, it sits very nicely with me.
It has been a long time coming. The satisfaction, because the game was in hand with a fair way to go against the Giants on the weekend. You had it under control. The satisfaction when that final whistle went, can you talk us through that?
Yeah, look, I think for us it was just, it was a perfect performance for our team. We did start off a little bit slowly in that first quarter, but definitely built, and yeah, that last quarter he pulled away, and it felt really good to be out there and to win by that much.
Seabass, it's Sherelle here. We're probably both making a little more sense than last time we spoke to each other. How did you pull off after the celebrations?
Yeah, look, it's hard to say no when everyone in the bar buys you a drink, but I think it's the come down. It's after something that you've been working towards so hard for such a long time. It's kind of like you have a post-tour depression, and you know what that feels like. Yeah. But, this week is all about reviews and looking back to see what we can do better for next year. And it's kind of hard to believe it's all over, and it is. I'm still pinching myself.
Yeah, I agree with that. And just taking the point from half about, you know, you played 12 seasons in Perth with the Orioles and the Fever. You finally got that elusive premiership, but it's not with the Fever. It's not with one of those West Coast teams. How does that sit with you?
Yeah, look, I think for me, the move to come to the Sunshine Coast Lightning was to do something different. And I was really, I wanted to keep playing netball. And I felt if I stayed in Perth, my game was getting a little bit stale. And I didn't want to lose the passion that I have for the game. And I knew as soon as I got to the Sunshine Coast that I was nervous. I had butterflies in my stomach before the first training session, and that's a really good feeling for me. It's something that I hadn't felt in a long time, and so I've definitely I've got that passion back for the game, and I'm really excited about Diamonds, which is coming up soon. And I, you know what, I wish I could have stayed and won a premiership in Perth, but I think the best thing for my game and for netball for me was to move to the Sunshine Coast.
Yeah, well, talk to us a little bit about that club setup. I'm sure you weren't the only one who had butterflies in the stomach, because you guys arrived and there was literally no club, no court to train on. That you've literally started this club from scratch, and really only a few months ago, you know, less than 12 months ago.
Yeah, look, it's hard to believe that, 12 months ago there was no such thing as Sunshine Coast Lightning. And I've been a part of setting a club up before. I was there when the West Coast Fever started at the start of the ANZ Championships. And, look, it's different when you have a member organisation behind you, and we don't have that. You know, Netball Queensland are obviously aligned with Queensland Firebirds, and so we are kind of out by ourselves, not in the sticks, but, you know, we are a regional setup in Sunshine Coast. And, it was, I guess, for myself and Jeeva and Laura Langman, from the start, it was a lot of hard work for us, making sure we got the important things in place, because when you do start a club, you need the basics. And look, the club were amazing from the get-go. They brought us in. They wanted to listen to us. And I think that was the start of building our club culture, was that it was all in and everyone's ideas were thrown on the floor and they were taken. So it was really fantastic.
Was that one of the attractions, Caitlin, about going to a new club? Because I would imagine that you would have had opportunities to go to other clubs as well on the Eastern Seaboard. But was that one of the reasons you chose the Lightning?
Yeah, definitely. I think it was. It was the opportunity to be a part of something brand new and to have input into the start of a club. But I think as well it was the opportunity to work with Nolene Tarua and the playing list that she had put together. And I did a bit of research before signing, and, no one had a bad word to say about her. And when I chatted to her on the phone, the passion that she had for the game and what she said she could do for my game in particular, I think it was too hard to turn down that opportunity.
So you hadn't spoken face-to-face with Nolene before you agreed?
Oh, no, definitely not. Nolene was the enemy. Being from New Zealand, I think I was a little bit wary to start off with because, before that, definitely she was the enemy, her and Laura Langman. I think Cheryl can attest to that, but it's hard to, you know, your enemies on court and friends off, and I didn't really know her that well before signing a contract, but Definitely know her so much better after this year, and she's an amazing coach, and even better, an amazing person.
But you had to put that all aside, of course, because you not only had Nolene and Laura Langman from New Zealand, Jeeva Mentor, of course, from England, Carla Mostert from South Africa. There was such an international flavour in your team, and the way that you guys kind of melded all those different styles of play together and different personalities, I'm sure, was incredible to watch. Was that something that was easy, or was kind of putting those different things together a bit of a challenge at times?
No, it was tough, and in particular, I guess, for our defensive end. Like you said, so many internationals, and every country has a different style of playing. But, you know, Jeeva and Laura and Carla in that back end, they worked so hard to get on the same page as one another. And so much respect, I think, especially for Carla. I think wrapping her head around some of the stuff that Langman was telling her to do at times was completely foreign to her. And I was so excited when Carla Mostert won the MVP medal at the grand final, and I gave her the biggest hug ever, and she turned to me and she said, "I don't want to play against you next, because that's what's going to be happening. We're going to become, I guess, enemies for the next couple of months when we go back to international duties."
No one wants to play against you.
No one wants to play on the
You
best.
Shot 49 out of 51 in that grand final. Out, just super form. You, from a personal point of view, you must be really happy with that. And how didn't you win the MVP in that grand final? How many goals do you have to shoot? 50, apparently.
Look, to be honest, I think Steph Wood was hard done by. I think she had an amazing
That's
game.
True.
And for me, it was the combination between myself and her that built this year that I was most impressed about. And she was injured at the start, and I had some injury concerns as well, which is why I didn't go on the tour at the start. And we were both devastated to miss out on that Aussie tour to South Africa and England. But, yeah, look, she's just been amazing. And I'm not the easiest person to play with. I'm not a moving shooter. And so she did have to up her workload immediately when she joined the shooting circle with me. But her, Kelsey Brown and Laura Sherrian, I think, they've just made my life so much easier. They make me look good. And so every time I won an MVP this year, it was a big running joke in our team because, yeah, look, all I do is plonk myself under the post and shoot the goals.
Yeah.
You did that pretty well, Bass. You did that very, very well. And you did that 49 times in the grand final, which suggests you're a big game player as well. And you've got a big reputation. Not only are you big in stature, you're big in reputation, and your performance levels have always been to a really lofty standard. How much pressure do you put on yourself week in, week out with the Lightning? Of course, when you represent Australia in the Diamonds.
Yeah, look, I do. I have high standards, and I think that's the type of, I guess that's what we do in Australia. We hold ourselves to high standards, whether it be for international or for local level. And it's something that I've learned being part of a high-performance team. And it's something that when I came into Lightning, that was something we wanted to put in place straight away, is that we weren't there to muck around. We wanted to be the best, and we wanted to push each other to be better than we were when we came into the club. And, I'm annoyed that I missed those two goals, and I would have loved a 100% shooting record. That would have been icing on the cake. But, I'm pretty happy with that performance. But there's always room for improvement, and I'm sure Lisa Alexander and Marg Caldo, who are watching the game, Aussie selectors, will have feedback for me.
No doubt, I'm sure they always will. But what about netball? There's a big period of time coming up for netball with Comm Games and the World Cup. Comm Games next year and then the World Cup the following year. Talk to us about Laura Langman, because she has played 141 consecutive tests for the Silver Ferns, which is an incredible record. By playing in the Australian League this year, the rules in New Zealand are that she's now not eligible for selection for the Silver Ferns. What's Laura's sense of that? How is she feeling about that? Because at the moment, it's still standing that ruling will be in place. There's petitions all over the place, you know, asking for her to be included, because she is without doubt one of the best players in the world, and she was almost my MVP in the grand final. She was excellent.
Oh, she was unbelievable. And look, I can't speak for Laura, or having her this year in the team, I think has been. She deserves to play over here. I think it's the best competition in the world, and we love having her in our team, and she was a major part in our win and our success this year. From a personal point of view, I think I want to be playing against the best in the world, and it's sad to think lining up against New Zealand, she's not going to be out there, because she's been amazing for them, and the record she holds over there with that amount of consecutive tests is just absolutely insane. So, look, I think going forward, we're still waiting to find out what's going to happen with her and obviously whether she's going to come back and play for the Sunshine Coast Lightning next season. But I think it would be really sad for netball in the world if she didn't get out the opportunity to get out there and play for the country that she loves.
Can I ask you, Caitlin, what happens now? Because the next season doesn't start until after the Commonwealth Games. Do you go back to Perth? Are you actually on the Sunshine Coast full time? What's the setup there?
Yeah, so I live in Sunny Coast full time now. I've made it my home, and it's a little bit of it's an interesting situation for a lot of the girls. For some of us, we're going to be going straight into international, and the Australian Diamond Squad is going to be announced on Monday, which is really exciting, and hopefully there'll be a few more of my Lightning teammates in the mix. And so we'll go straight into training for the next international series, which is going to be in August and September, October, pretty much for the rest of the year. We'll be caught up doing that. For the other internationals, Carla, she's flying straight back to South Africa, and I know Jeeva's got to head back to England as well in the lead-up to their preparations for the next lot of series. So, it's tough, I guess, for the girls who aren't in the mix. They're still under contract, so they're probably going to float around either Queensland or Sunshine Coast and keep training.
The Sunny Coast, I like when you call it the Sunny Coast. It is a busy period. You've got 2 months before the Quad Series and the Constellation Cup just a little bit after that. When does Coach Lisa get a hold of you? When for the camps?
I've already had the strength and conditioning guys in my ear, and I think I get to speak off, but that's about it, which is fine by me because I think the longer you leave it, the harder it is to get back into it. So, yeah, we've got a camp in July, which is going to be amazing. It's I didn't go on the tour in January, so it's been a long time since I've seen my Diamonds teammates, and I'm really looking forward to getting back into that environment and seeing everyone and discussing how the new league went in their franchises. I think that's really important, is getting together as groups and as players and discussing what we can potentially improve on for next year. But we've got the awards dinner coming up this weekend as well, and I'm sure you'll be there, Shaz, in all your frocked up glory, which is going to be fun, putting on some makeup and glamming up and just celebrating all the international stuff that's been going on, because we didn't have a dinner at the end of last year. So, yeah, we've got lots of things to celebrate, I guess, from that end.
Well, we all know Shaz loves to get rocked up, Seabass. So we're looking forward to seeing those photos. And well done to you and your teammates on winning the inaugural Suncorp Super Netball competition. Congratulations on finally getting that premiership. And good luck for the Diamonds campaigns coming up for the Quad Series and the Constellation Cup. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.